when you follow him, when you're his disciple, he says that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives with you and lives in you. So in other words, it's another of the more powerful examples of God with us. So when Isaiah says, the virgin will conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us, it means he's going to come and live with us. Before that, in the book of Exodus, God told Moses to build him the tent, the sanctuary, with all the furnishings. He said, I want you to build it so that I can live there and live with you. So he wants to live with us. Messiah was going to be Emmanuel, coming from a virgin, was going to be Emmanuel, living with us. And now Jesus points out that when you come to him, the Holy Spirit dwells with you and he lives in you, which is kind of the ultimate of God dwelling with you, is when he lives with you and he lives in you. And so he told them all these things at that last Seder that he had on earth in the flesh.